Today, I'd like to welcome to the PodMD studio Dr. Jonathan Negus. Jonathan is an experienced orthopedic surgeon with over 15 years of experience in all areas of hip and knee surgery. Jonathan has worked and trained in both Sydney and London, with clinical visits and fellowships across the United Kingdom and Europe to enhance his specialist training. We do hope you enjoy this podcast, but please remember that the advice given here is of a general nature and is not intended as specific advice about any given patient. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the doctor, not of PodMD. If you do have a patient on whom you require specific advice, then please seek that advice from a colleague with appropriate expertise in the area. Jonathan, thanks for talking with us today on PodMD.
Oh, thanks, Sean.
The topic of today's discussion is the direct anterior approach for hip replacement. So tell us, what is DAA?
The direct anterior approach purely describes one of the surgical routes by which we expose the hip joint to enable us to perform the hip replacement procedure. The most commonly performed approach in Australia is the posterior approach, and that's been used for many years and works really well. The main difference that you see with an anterior approach is the location of the scar, and the scar for an anterior approach sits over the anterolateral thigh, starting just distal and lateral to the anterior superior iliac spine, whereas the scar for the posterior approach, which most people are much more familiar with, is centered over the greater trochanter, curves back into the buttock, and then runs down the leg on the lateral side. So even though some surgeons and companies have been marketing the DAA as minimally invasive, both surgeries can be safely done through wounds about 8 to 10 centimetres long. And the actual replacement of part of the surgery is done in a very similar way once the hip joint's been exposed, either through the direct anterior or the posterior approach.
Why has this approach again become a popular choice for hip surgeons?
Well, the anterior approach to the hip was first described over 100 years ago, amongst others by a chap called Smith Peterson, and it's been used for hip replacement surgery in other areas of the world, notably France and the US, for nearly 40 years. But in Australia, it was probably taken up around the early 2000s by some surgeons and quickly gained popularity. And there was initial rapid uptake driven partly by the advantages that the approach afforded the patient, but partly also by marketing opportunities it gave surgeons and the companies that supported those surgeons for using the implants and the tables. What's happened now is the number of surgeons offering the anterior approach has settled, with the majority of those being very well trained and experienced in direct anterior approach, and they offer it to their patients because of the advantages in the early stages following the surgery.
What are the advantages of this surgery as opposed to other techniques?
Well, Sean, I mean, the main advantage is that the patients recover more quickly in the short term. I perform more than 80% of my hip replacements through the anterior approach, and I have my patients up and walking within 4 hours of finishing the surgery, and I aim to discharge the majority home on day one with crutches. And the anterior approach really has helped me with this, as patients have minimal pain and are able to mobilize very easily. I think a large part of this is the fact that we don't go through the gluteus maximus, and therefore when they're getting up from a chair, they don't get that initial pain, and therefore they're much happier to get up and get moving quickly. The evidence shows that recovery is better throughout the first 3 months following surgery, and this is a really important period of time, especially for those who are still working, have their own business, or maybe limited social support.
So are there any disadvantages or downsides to this approach?
There's definitely a learning curve associated with this, as there is with any new procedure. Even an experienced posterior approach hip surgeon really does need to be trained thoroughly to avoid the potential complications associated with the approach. I mean, every approach has its complications, but they differ, and it's no different between the posterior and the anterior approach. For instance, it tends to be easier to get leg length right and to reduce the risk of dislocation when using the anterior approach. But there is an increased risk of putting a crack in the femur, especially in older females with osteoporosis. I was trained in the anterior approach while on the Australian training program, overseen by an experienced surgeon before working with other experienced anterior approach surgeons on my fellowship in the UK and Europe. However, some surgeons have taken it up without spending the time to be taught the approach properly and have ended up with higher complication rates, including dislocation, nerve damage, and fractures.
Is computer-assisted surgery, sometimes called CAS, used during a hip replacement using the DAA approach?
Our computer navigation can be used with any hip replacement surgery, although it is slightly easier to use in the anterior approach surgery due to their position supine in the bed as opposed to lying on the lateral position. I myself tend to use it only in select cases where I've identified a potential issue from the detailed preoperative planning. So for my patients, I get a CT scan of the pelvis, hip and knee, as well as dynamic x-rays in positions of sitting, standing and stepping up, which replicate positions of daily living. And then with the help of the biomedical engineers, we assess the relative mobility of the lumbar spine on the pelvis, because we know that everyone has specific spinopelvic mobility, and some people rotate their pelvises forward when they're sitting and some backwards. This can affect the relative position of the cup in relation to the prosthetic head, which can put them at a higher risk category of dislocation. So therefore, if I have a patient who shows themselves to have a higher risk of dislocation, I'll then use navigation to make sure that I get the cup exactly where I need it to be, and also assess the need to change the position of the femur in order to reduce that dislocation risk. However, this isn't necessary for everybody, in my opinion.
Are all patients suitable for the anterior approach?
No, Sean, they're not. It's an excellent approach that suits the majority of patients with hip arthritis, but there are a certain subset of patients for whom I believe the risks outweigh the benefits. To name a few, these include the elderly female with osteopenia or osteoporosis. As I've already mentioned, they can be at increased risk of femoral fractures, which then negates the benefit of early recovery if you're then treating a fracture. There's also an increased risk of wound infection from the morbidly obese due to the overhanging apron lying over the wound. And finally, I have a long discussion of the advantages and disadvantages with the heavily muscular male, as it does lead to a technically more tricky procedure. And I like them to understand that even though they could have a faster recovery, there are the potential risk of complications. So it is appropriate for the majority, but I still think it's important that patients come and see their specialist and have a discussion about the advantages and disadvantages before being completely sold on an approach for their hip replacement.
Jonathan, thank you very much for the information on the DAA approach to hip joint replacement. That's been a very informative podcast. Could you please sum up with your three key take-home messages for our listeners?
Sean, I'd say the three take-home messages are that the direct anterior approach really should only be done by a surgeon who's well-trained and experienced in that approach. In those hands, it leads to a faster recovery time in the short term, which is up to and including 3 months. And computer navigation can be useful when planning a patient and identifying them as high risk for dislocation.
Well, Jonathan, thanks again for an informative podcast on the DAA approach to hip joint surgery.
No worries, Sean. Thanks for asking me.